last Friday, healthcare communications consultancy and outsourcing organisation RelateCare announced it was creating 280 jobs in Tralee. And the first 30 of those staff have already been hired and are working at their Tralee hub on the campus of the Munster Technological University. And work to recruit the remaining 250 management executives, support function staff and frontline access to care staff is continuing. Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was there at the official announcement and spoke to the media after the launch.
First of all, I'm delighted to be in Kerry and here in Tralee at RelateCare's announcement of 300 additional jobs. This is a company that has been growing and growing since I first engaged with him as a Minister for Enterprise back in Waterford in 2007. Pay tribute to the company, and it's particularly, good that it's located here in this park, which in many respects has been part of an ongoing program going back many years. And now with the Munster Technological University, that decision I think is key for Kerry as well, and will enable the college to expand, and that will help further in terms of Indigenous enterprise and also bring in indirect investment into the county. So it's good news for Kerry all around, and when you add in the URDF funding that we put in, about 30 million between Tralee and Killarney, that will give a significant uplift to the urban landscape and activity there, as well as the ongoing investment in schools and in education more widely that Norm is overseeing. So I think it augurs well for this county. I think it reflects also the job side of the economy is buoyant at the moment, notwithstanding the huge inflationary cycle and the international challenge brought about by the war on Ukraine, COVID, and the supply chain disruption that has arisen because of all of those issues. We're way ahead of our economic recovery jobs plan, where we thought in 2024 we might get to 2.5 million people. We're now at that in the end of Q2 of 2022. The news is still good in terms of inward investment and in terms of Irish companies growing. Now, the international situation will impact at some stage. So that is why in the context of cost of living, we have to be, we have to obviously do everything we can to alleviate pressures on people, but do it in a way that doesn't undermine the sustainable path for the economy and the jobs that we have created in the economy, and that we do things strategically. And I think yesterday's ESRI report is important in that it indicates an evidence-based approach, put a bit of thought into it in terms of how best to respond to the challenge of the inflationary cycle and reduce pressures on people without undermining the economy in the long term.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there speaking at the announcement of 280 jobs by RelateCare in Tralee. Well, this expansion by RelateCare is supported by Enterprise Ireland. After the official jobs announcement, I spoke to Jerry Maloney, who is Regional Director for the Midwest, South and Southeast with Enterprise Ireland. I started by putting it to him that 280 jobs was a huge announcement for Tralee and for County Kerry.
Absolutely, Mary. This is probably the biggest announcement in Kerry for decades at this stage. It is certainly a welcome announcement to have 30 jobs currently in place, with a further 250 to come. The benefit of these jobs also is that they are opportunities to do it on a shift basis. There are a variety of hours available, from 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, depending on the shift that you're looking at. So it gives people the chance to work on a part-time basis in this, or a full-time part-time basis in this company. So there are a lot of opportunities for people who are looking at alternative work options. And it's a great boost to the town. And to have a company like RelateCare, who are a well-established company in the southeast, located to southwest into Kerry, is a big boost for the area.
And do we know why they chose Tralee?
Well, there's always good business decisions. I mean, basically, it's access to talent is the primary reason that they're looking at these. There have been a number of announcements of job losses over the years. We've lost the jobs that were based in Castle Island about 6-7 years ago, which were in the call centre space. There have been reductions in other jobs around the area, so they see an opportunity in locating in, which is co-located with the MTU here on the North Campus. So they see the opportunity to attract new talent in, young graduates and others who are interested in working in the business. It's a business that services the US market in the healthcare space, and it's a big opportunity for people who are looking at an opportunity to work in that particular area.
And can you tell us a little bit about the positions?
The positions, from my understanding, is a variety of positions. As I say, they are flexible in relation to the time spent in the business. They have offered positions where you can work set days or set hours per day, which are flexible. Opportunities for people from 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours type of shifts that you can do. So it would suit people who are looking at maybe child mining activity that they're doing in the normal course of their day to have a few hours that they can come in and do some work in this particular area. They are supporting the US market, as I said, and it is over a 24-hour period. So there are many options in relation to work opportunities that may not be found in other companies of its type around the place.
And I suppose the decision to base here, it's a real vote of confidence in Tralee in the southwest, and I suppose that's going to be good for the area because it shows other companies, you know, the possibilities there are here in Kerry.
It certainly does, and it shows the opportunity that having the MTU here and having the opportunity of linking in initially to Tom Crean Centre, where they started with four or five people initially, looked at the opportunities around the place and basically were working around how they would set the business up, what the opportunities for space was, what the opportunities for talent were, linking in with other employers like Shane Walsh and JRI, looking at what his experience has been in attracting people into the town, which has been good, thankfully, and to other employers in the area to see, well, is there a talent pool that they can attract in here? So they've done that. The advantage here, I suppose, from Kerry perspective, is the college is co-located here. There is a pool of graduates and undergraduates available that may want to take on part-time hours or work full-time in the business here. There's also the opportunity that was brought by the fact that the chairperson for this business is a Castle Island woman, which was no harm to the project locating here. And when she looked at the opportunity for the business to locate in location somewhere in the south of Ireland, obviously looked at Kerry, and there's been a very strong infrastructure and support ecosystem here in Kerry from Myra Morell and the team in the local authority to Breed McGilligott with the team in the college here that really helped to seal the deal to enable the company to locate here in Kerry.
Obviously, we're coming through COVID and there have been a lot of job losses or a lot of people, you know, moving from different sectors that were effectively shut down during COVID. But especially here in the likes of the technology park, there have been lots of companies growing steadily over the years, haven't there?
Yeah, the technology park, I suppose, is a best kept secret in one sense. At its peak, there was about 400 people employed here. Then with COVID, it changed somewhat, with some companies which were based in the park here have relocated to other parts of the town and left vacant space here in Innovation Works, which I'm glad to say is now full again. So there basically is a churn of companies, and we have companies like Vicularity, which have located in here with over 20 people. With Ogie Shee and Kathleen, who've set up their business initially in the Tom Crean and progressed into the space here. We've many other companies, Neotech and many other companies located here, but there's a good spread of company types. We have Salasso Healthcare, who are based here next door to us as well. So there's a broad spread of companies in multiple sectors, primarily in technology space, who are offering a good quality of jobs and opportunities for people to look and work here in Kerry.
There's lots of talk of recessions, the economy and the cost of living. These jobs, they're based on the US healthcare system, so you can never be certain, but I suppose they're safe, sound jobs. People are always going to need healthcare, so you'd imagine they're a safe bet.
They are, like Rigney Dolphin, which is the parent company initially set up in RelateCare about 6 or 7 years ago. They have a long established track record in this type of business. This is a fairly solid business in the situation of longevity, and they have good contracts. They have a good track record. A lot of partnerships are formed in this particular area, which once you develop a competency and you develop the ability and capability to deliver, can maintain those contracts on an ongoing basis. So the guys are very confident that they have a good market opportunity. This is the first of their ventures into the States in the healthcare space that they've brought to here. There's probably many others that they can bring in addition to the current work that they have. So they see this as a potential for expansion into the future.
Gerry Maloney, their Regional Director for the Midwest, South and Southeast with Enterprise Ireland, speaking after that announcement by RelateCare last Friday, the creation of 280 jobs in Tralee, and a huge and very welcome announcement for both Tralee and for County Kerry.